Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Still here. Uptown, baby. Uptown. Actually, I'm downtown, but you know the song, right? Boricua, morena, dominicana, colombiana. Which I want to talk about this hour. The Jets. Garrett Wilson. Tyler Conklin. Breece Hall. Quincy Williams. Quinnen Williams. Will McDonald. How about a round of applause for Will McDonald? See, it's the NFL. Coming into the season, people are like, what a bust. I'm like, yo, you guys got to chill. Oh, they wasted a pick on Will McDonald. This organization sucks. Nah, he'll be all right. He had a good year, despite it being a down year for the team. And, you know, Jermaine Johnson will be back. And I think he's a young building block. The Jets, I feel like the Jets are in a better situation than the Giants. Dare I say it? Because it's wide open, and it's been wide open. The Jets have interviewed Thomas Dimitroff, John Robinson, Jim Nagy, Louis Riddick. Like, they are casting such a wide net for who the GM and who the head coach is going to be. Ron Rivera, Mike Vrabel, Rex Ryan, Brian Flores. Like, they're going to have so much data and so much intel from talking to people. How can they screw this up? That's the thing. Only the Jets can out-Jets the Jets. If there's a way for the Jets to screw something up, they will. You guys saw the article, right? Woody came out today to say that his son, Brick Johnson, does not come in the locker room all bricked up. Something like that in the article. I don't know. I mean, you actually go back and read what it said. He said, my teenage son has no role with the Jets. Like, Aaron Rodgers was on McAfee and made a joke about being cut. And he was like, you know, it'd be the first I've ever been cut, and it'd be the first I've ever been cut by a teenager. Like, the Brick Johnson stuff to me was the most funny, hilarious part of the Athletic piece. Just like envisioning him coming into the locker room to give Garrett Wilson a game ball on the night that Jeff Ulbrich gets his first win as head coach. Here comes Brick all bricked up. Garrett Wilson, hell of a job. Man, here's the game ball. Hey, you're not allowed to do that. You're not even allowed to be in here. 888-808-1019. I think the next GM and head coach are going to put some serious rules in place. But, you know, in this article, what he said, I think the article was a typical smear campaign. He said nobody really stood up and put their name on anything. It's absolutely untrue. Everything was out of context. And then he goes on to say that it was like an apprenticeship. He said, in my family, my great-grandfather took my grandfather to meetings when he was a teenager. He'd dress up in a suit and go to meetings. That's the way you teach the next generation. That's what you do. It's an apprenticeship. Well, how about this, Woody? How about you don't? How about you don't get these kids ready? How about you don't teach these kids how to own the team? How about you fall back? Maybe we do something different this time. We tell Brick and Jack Johnson, hey. No, don't you guys want to win? Like, you're 18. They haven't made the playoffs in any year that you could remember things. They haven't made the playoffs for you to remember. Don't you want to see that? Don't you want to live that? Wouldn't it be much cooler to bring a girl to the locker room after a playoff win? Maybe we should just stay out of it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. So the Jets got to find a new GM, head coach, decide what to do with Rodgers, then find a quarterback. The Giants just got to find a quarterback, multiple quarterbacks. And there's multiple ways to get that done. Jay's in Hoboken. Jay, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Always love talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I like what you were saying before that, you know, next year's draft is really the one that's going to be a lot bigger with the quarterbacks, and then especially Caden Proctor out of Alabama is going to be available too.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, having a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick or even two top 10 picks would be really ideal. Their schedule next year is so tough. They're going to be lucky, you know, to get 5 wins. Obviously, that's injury dependent. Anything can change. But I would love to see them, you know, maybe trade back. Trade with Pittsburgh, get Justin Fields and their number one pick for this year, and then maybe get the tight end from Penn State. It'd be
Tyler Warren? Follow up Theo Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, we see, you know, Brock Bowers lighting up the league. We see,
yeah, and they can run a two tight end set. I don't know if you pay attention to the Bengals. The Bengals didn't have a true third receiver. They bring in Mike Gesicki, the pride of Southern Regional, and they start running a lot more two tight end sets.
Yeah, he's an OBI guy.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. And then I would love to see Archie Manning next year. So I don't want to say tank, but it's going to be tough to win games anyway. I don't want to see them taking a Shador or Cam Ward with this pick when they can kind of do a lot more for the team with it. Besides that, I'd love to hear your opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl. You know, there's obviously some juggernauts that the Chiefs are an easy pick, but let me know if I'm wrong.
Anyone but the Eagles. Thanks for the call, Jay. So a few things there. Give me a minute. And I see Miriam in Forest Hill has called. Forest Hills has called. So, Miriam, I'll get to you next. 888-808-1019. When you look at, and I saw the Giants put this on Instagram 6 hours ago, 2025 opponents at home. At home, you have to face 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that are going to be playoff teams this year. The other two teams that are not playoff teams this year have been playoff teams the last 4 years, the Cowboys and the 49ers. No telling what they'll turn into next year after, I don't know, Dak is healthy. Maybe they pay Brock Purdy and they get that team right. Christian McCaffrey gets healthy. They add some more pieces. Brandon Ayuk gets his act together. Ricky Pearsall takes another step forward. I don't know. But it's not looking good. They won one game at home against a Colts team who was showing up to meetings late, didn't have their quarterback, had old man Joe Flacco out there. They had nothing to play for. They knew they weren't going to be a playoff team. The way that the math was not mathing, those guys didn't even want to tackle. So you mean to tell me after going through a season where you only won one game in East Rutherford, this is who you welcome in next year? The Chiefs, the Chargers, the Green Bay Packers, obviously the Commanders, the Eagles, the Vikings who might have Sam Darnold. Like it's going to be tough sledding. And then even when you go on the road, like you got to go to Detroit and face the Lions. Oh, what a blast. You got to go to Denver and face Bo Nix and the Broncos, who are going to be better next year. Like they stubbed their toe late this year, but like Sean Payton, that's like, can we give another round of applause to Sean Payton? He was dead on. He told y'all Nathaniel Hackett couldn't coach. He told y'all it was a mess under Nathaniel Hackett. All he needed to do was get 1 year, draft Bo Nix, and out there in Denver, Colorado, where they're very prideful about their football and their culture, they're right back in the playoffs. So, 888-808-1019. I do think there's something to making trades, maybe in free agency, finding the quarterback who's going to be the starter for most of the year, and taking a project in the third round, fourth round, fifth round, maybe. I think if you're the number one pick where the Giants were a couple weeks ago, then yes, you're the number one pick. You take the top quarterback off the board. But if the top two quarterbacks, which are Cam Ward and Shador Sanders, are off the board, and we'll see how the pro days and combine and interviews all shake out, if nobody emerges as the clear-cut three, if Drew Aller stays in Happy Valley, if Jackson Dart emerges, I don't know. That's for Shane and Dable to know. That's for Brian to literally look at these quarterbacks and say, that's my guy. And I kind of think that, like, he needs a guy that can run a little bit. Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders aren't runners. 888-808-1019. Who do I think is going to win the Super Bowl? Anyone but the Eagles, like I said. I'm betting on anyone but the Eagles. I'm going to bet against the Eagles every round. Probably lose some money, but whatever. I've already pissed away thousands of dollars this football season. It's fine. It's a choice. You know, I could be, I told my wife the other day, I was like, I could be indulging in other miscellaneous things for thousands of dollars between August, September, October, November, December, now January. Sprinkle a little bit of cash in the FanDuel app. Put some parlays together to juice up the games. And now, like, Saturday, I didn't bet on the game, you know. 1-800-GAMBLER, gamble responsibly. If you don't think you have a problem, you probably do. I know I have a problem. So what I did was like, all right, Saturday, I'm just going to watch these games. And it sucked. It was not as fun as, like, watching a game with a bet, sweating a bet. But I'm like, if you bet every game, you're going to lose most of these games. So then what did I do? Up my ante on Sunday, lost. That's why I'm like, I'm still sick over Sam Darnold, man. You know, you go through all the 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock games, and then you load up on that Sunday night game. This is my last hope. And I went with the Vikings. I like what the Vikings showed. Sam Darnold's missing open receivers. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I do not think the Vikings are going to win. I definitely don't expect the Rams to win, but could the Rams beat the Vikings this weekend? Sure. Why not? Sean McVay might get the best of them. And when you have Stafford, who's already done it, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Williams, they got some guys out there that could be a problem. I don't think the winner of the Super Bowl is coming out of Washington. Jaden Daniels, great year. I don't think he's going to lead them to a Super Bowl. I also looked at Baker Mayfield struggle a little bit and the Buccaneers struggle a little bit. Obviously, they were pressing because they were trying to get Mike Evans his. And I don't care what anyone tells you. Mike Evans got the record. He got the record. Like, enough about it. Like, oh, it's not a real role. Well, they played off. He got the record. Like, he got the record. Or he tied the record. 11 straight seasons with 1,000 yards. And he got his incentive. Good. Like, I was so happy for that guy. Before it happened, I'm like, I'm not taking a knee. If I'm the Bucs, I'm running a 10-yard stop route. Even better. They had him run a little out under. They had trips to the left. Perfect. You back the DBs off. He's underneath. He catches the ball, falls forward. And I have nothing riding on it. I didn't have any bets on it. The way FanDuel had it, you couldn't even bet for him to get 80 yards. They started his prop at 90. And of course, he didn't hit it. But I was just so pumped for Mike Evans. I'm like, good for that guy. And I like how he said afterwards, he said he's going to go to the casino with his family. And they're like, oh, you're not worried about fans chasing you down? He said, oh, no, they can't get where I'm getting. I'm like, clearly you guys don't go to the casino. It's been too long for me. But I'm like, he's going to high rollers only. He's going to VIP. He might have a penthouse in a casino. What casino is in Tampa? That's something else I thought. I'm like, I go to Tampa every spring training. What casino is down there? Somebody call me up. 888-808-1019. I just started looking into my spring training trip. I'm like, what? I know they got the strip clubs, but how have I missed the big casino that Mike Evans is going to down there? Anyway, I don't think the Buccaneers are winning the Super Bowl. I don't think the Green Bay Packers, even like Jordan Love was a little banged up. I don't think they got it. I am afraid. I am deathly afraid of another Eagles run to the Super Bowl. You know why? Because they have the offensive line. They have the defensive line. And they have Saquon, man. If Jalen Hurts being concussed and out for 3 weeks, if he's not himself and he's not on the same page as A.J. Brown, they can just give Saquon the ball. I can't believe the Giants would do this. I can't believe Joe Shane and Brian Daboll would give the Philadelphia Eagles the elixir for all their issues that they had last year. They were free-falling. Put a battery in their back. Give them Saquon Barkley. Anyway, anyone but the Eagles. But there's a real chance that the Eagles come out of the NFC. Unless the Lions can hold it down. I hope that they rest and get healthy, man. I hope they get some players back, man. I hope that this is the year that the Lions go to the Super Bowl. So out of the NFC, I'm going to pick the Lions. No way in hell could I pick the Eagles. In the AFC, Jim Harbaugh, like, just a winning coach. Great year for him. I hope they knock off C.J. Stroud and humble the Texans. But something tells me that, like, I don't know, the Chargers have folded. Remember when they folded a couple years back to the Jaguars? Texans will be at home. C.J. Stroud, he's a God-fearing man. He's going to be prayed up, and let's see what Joe Mixon does. I don't know. There's something that's telling me that the Texans should be able to survive. They did it last year, right? They won a game last year. They should be able to survive. I don't like the Steelers and the way they're looking at all. They're talking about free-falling. They can't get right. George Pickens, 1 reception, 0 yards. I'm easily taking the Ravens to beat the Steelers. Broncos, Bills, that's an intriguing matchup, but I just don't think that they're going in there and beating Josh Allen. Josh Allen is going to be just on a collision course with everybody and everything. I don't think anybody's stopping this man. And the Chiefs have been fraudulent all year, can't score more than 30 points, but they always find a way to win. I don't want to see them three-peat, but they might. So it comes down to the Chiefs, the Bills, the Lions for me. I like the story of the Lions, Dan Campbell. It's funny because a lot of people pointed to this today, and I had it in my notes, right? Dan Campbell's first year with the Lions, he won 3 games. But they knew it was a process. They knew it wasn't going to happen. Rome wasn't built in a day, and they saw some good signs late in that season. And then the next year, if you remember, they were close to making the playoffs. They went on a little bit of a run. So a lot of people with, you know, Gerard Mayo being fired, they pointed to that. I want to see Dan Campbell and those guys get there. I want to see them get to the Super Bowl. And who will they face? I think some more losers that haven't been able to get there in a while, but went there and lost years ago. The Buffalo Bills. What a great Super Bowl. Detroit versus Buffalo in New Orleans. Two fan bases that are starved. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to get a parade that hasn't had one. And yeah, I hope it's the Buffalo Bills. I've been very vocal about Josh Allen winning MVP. I think Lamar still got the better numbers, but something tells me they're going to give it to Josh Allen. They were ready to give it to Josh Allen 4 weeks ago. And if anybody can beat Patrick Mahomes, we saw Josh Allen get it done this year. And that Lions defense is suspect. I think Josh Allen will just find a way. I think if there ever was a year, it's this year for Josh Allen. He's been hyped the last few years to win MVP, win the Super Bowl. Get it done, Josh Allen. That's my pick. Bills over Lions. And we'll see how it all plays out. 888-808-1019. Miriam in Forest Hills. Now you got it.
How you doing? You all right? How's everybody in the Mommy Kitty family? Everybody okay?
I'm great. You know, the holidays were so good. I just am still in that mode. And like, you know, if people want to just jump into the new year, new me. I'm losing 20 pounds. I'm quitting cigarettes. I'm doing all this, and I'm just chilling, you know. Yeah. I'm just kind of hanging out.
Good, good, good. I want Rex Ryan to coach the Jets.
Okay.
I think it would help.
Why?
Last time you did it, they won. They did well.
I know. It was a long time ago.
I know. That doesn't matter. It doesn't mean he can't do it again.
I mean, the league has changed. I don't know if he can.
Maybe. Be positive. I think some of the older Jet players should be on his bench with
on
him.
His staff? Maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say to you next. I'd be very interested to see who his coordinators are, who his coaches are.
You know, I also think Aaron Rodgers, I love Aaron Rodgers, but you know what he should be doing? He should take Ken Jennings host of Jeopardy.
Sure, why not? Yeah, we know he's interested in that. That'd be a great next step for him. I think he's done.
Yeah, I think so, too. As much as I like him, I think he's overfinished. Now, the other question I have about the Jets that no one answered is, if they are going to be this winning team, don't you think they should draft younger defensemen, because I'm a hockey person, younger defensive players? I pick people. You should watch Penn State and Notre Dame this week.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that game.
I'm rooting for the Nittany Lions.
I'm rooting for Notre Dame. I can't wait. I hope Notre Dame gets it done.
Okay, we'll be on opposite sides on that end, but that's all right. Now, the other Lions that you may not know about are the ones here. The Columbia Lions won 7 games this year and got part of the Ivy League championship, which they haven't had since the 60s. And one of their players has a great name, Joey Georgie, who also runs, and he can play quarterback. Look at that team and see who's eligible to go out and be drafted. Because, you know, some of them want to do other things. But that team won 7 games. And that's the first time that's happened in a long time.
Yeah, they're not drafting those smarty pantses to come into the NFL. Those boys get rocked when they run into the kids that don't go to class.
No, those people do go to class. That's one of the reasons.
I know. And those kids in the SEC, they're millionaires. They don't have to go to class at all. They know they're out of there.
No, but they were a good team this year. This is the best they've done in years.
No, it's good, yeah. I mean, maybe somebody makes it out of there into the NFL.
Because the last one who did was Marcellus Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just saw him talking today.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marcellus Wiley, former employee over there at Fox Sports 1.
Yes, he was, and he played for Buffalo. He played, but he went to Columbia for his 4 years.
Yeah, they never recruited me. Princeton recruited me. What other Ivy League school? I was nowhere near going to an Ivy League school. I didn't even think about it. There was another Ivy League school.
Well, did you get recruited by Dartmouth, maybe?
Dartmouth, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are pretty good, too.
I just got a couple letters like, hey, hi, we are aware of you, but your SAT score is not going to be high enough to get in here.
Yeah, that's the problem. I know about that. I went to graduate school at Columbia. It was very difficult. Yes, you have to have good SATs and good GRE. You know about the GRE?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I took the SAT twice. The first time was good enough, so the second time, I didn't even care what I wrote. And honestly, I did it after a football game where I sprained my ankle. So the Saturday after spraining my ankle on a Friday night, I'm sitting there in pain. Like, I don't even want to take this test.
Well, I took the GRE, which is a graduate record exam. And it was difficult because when you need to have someone read it to you, it's very difficult. And they wouldn't let me use a typewriter. So I had to have a writer and a reader.
Wow.
And it was hard.
I bet. There's an ACT when you're in other parts of the country. I don't miss going to school at all. Thanks for the call, Miriam. 888-808-1019. All that test taking and the Scantrons. And, like, man, I remember taking an SAT prep class. It sucked. I didn't even want to do it. My mom signed me up, and one of my boys that I played football with was in it. So we would go, and, we would show up to it late. Because it was like nights. It was like 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday at our high school. I'm not doing this. I think I got a 1080 on the SAT the first time I took it. And I broke 1,000, so I was like, that's good enough. And then the second time I took it, I think I was under 1,000 because I just was like, I don't need to do this again. My ankle hurts. I want to go home. It sucks. And, you know, when you're a football player getting recruited, A lot of times they just tell you, yo, you just got to break 1,000. You got to break 1,000. That's what I'm like. I just got to break 1,000. However, the math and verbal adds up. I think back then, too, I'm washed. I'm a little older than some of you young boys listening. I think it was just math, verbal, and then they added science. And then, or I don't know, they added a third something. I just did not care, bro. I was smart in school, like honor roll and got good grades, but I just had the tilt. Like, I got a full ride when I was 16. My first scholarship offer came in from Hofstra when I was 16. And it is extremely hard to really care about the rest of your junior year and senior year when you got that in your back pocket. You know what I'm talking about with the SAT? It's math. It's verbal.
Yeah, I think the ACT also was a science component as well, if I'm not mistaken. The ACT too, but I don't know.
I was always good with the verbal part. Math part, not as much.
Ugh.
Just those stupid, like, it's just too many stupid equations and problem solving and critical thinking and fake scenarios of somebody having X amount of apples and then somebody else coming in. It's like, who wants to do that? And, like, what does this have to do with anything I'm going to be doing in college or in the real world? Nothing.
Yeah. No, I was the same way. I hated taking the ACT. I hate it.
Because you knew it was nonsense.
I not only did I think it was nonsense, I knew I was like, I'm not going to do well on this thing. Like, I just knew. Like, I was not
felt
that
like
guy.
You were getting set up for an L.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not going to end well for anybody involved in me taking like, this test.
There's no way I can succeed here.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm just
we're
not going to do well.
We're wasting everybody's time here.
No, I was like, yeah, same thing. My mom was like, I'm signing you up for taking, tutoring lessons, and I did it. But I was like, I can't.
We all kind of had to do it. Where'd you go to high school? In this area?
No, I went to school in Westchester, New York, Bronxville High School.
Shout so I'm like, to take the ACT, I feel like kids in like Kansas take that. In Jersey, I grew up in the Shore area of Monmouth County. Everybody took the SAT.
It was more common to take the SAT. I don't know why. For some reason, I took the ACT. I don't really know why. I can't really remember. But
were you in a private school?
No, it was public high school. I think because like the schools that you applied to accepted both, and that someone said that the ACT wasn't, it was like easy or something. I don't know. I kind of forget, but it was not easy to me, but to other people said it was easier.
Okay, Elba Kramer says they added a writing portion back in the day to the SAT. I kind of remember that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, write me an essay. Let me know how good, come on, yeah.
Like, please.
Nah, like, honestly, I'm just trying to go to the campus with the most girls. That's all I cared about. I went to James Madison University because I read somewhere that the campus was 68% women. I'm like, done. Say no more. We're good. Where do I sign? John is in Far Rockaway. John, you're on the Fan.
How you guys doing? Firstly, I remember doing all of that SAT prep and all of that stuff, parents signing me up and all that, and I took the first test, and they were like, oh, don't worry, if you do bad, you're going to have to take the test again and all this other stuff. I ended up getting a 1,200, and I said, I'm not taking it again. I'm not screwing this up.
Well,
I ended up doing so much better than I ever did, and then I got in more trouble. I was like, why? I got a 1,200. They're like, why didn't you do this good in school? So
you got 1,100 or 1,200?
I got a 1,200.
Okay.
On the SAT, just math and verbal. I only took it when it was math and verbal combined together. I was like the year before they added the writing component. So I lucked out. I never had to take it again. I got into all my colleges, and I never had to worry about grades again. I was lucky. But here is who is also lucky: the New York Giants. They got well started into their tank for Arch Manning campaign for 2026 by getting the NFC North and the AFC West. If you ever wanted to tank for a quarterback, I mean, you couldn't get a better draw for a schedule than the New York Giants got, because I don't understand how you could possibly win more games than three games as currently constituted if you're going to go up against the NFC North, which you would assume that the Bears would get better. You would assume that the Lions, Vikings, and the Packers can't possibly get much worse. And then in the AFC West, you would assume that maybe there's a slight fall off from the Chiefs and that the rest of the teams in that division would all either get better or stay the same. So I don't see where having Shane and Daboll another year is even going to mess things up all that much more. Giants picking three, I don't see where they get a quarterback. I don't see where trading back, who's going to trade up, where anybody would trade up with them, where they're going to trade back.
If they want Shedeur Sanders, I think Deion Sanders has his ways and connections to maybe force his way to the Giants, but the Giants might be out on him now.
I mean, here's how I feel about it. Unless for some reason Tennessee still thinks that there's something there with Will Levis, which I don't.
No, Brian Callahan hates
why
him.
They would I don't see how they wouldn't draft a quarterback. And then Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland gave up on Baker Mayfield, so there might still be hope that they think that they actually still have something with Deshaun Watson.
No, he just had a setback to his Achilles.
He was the starter.
They need insurance anyway, because with his Achilles injury being like re-ruptured, like he might not be ready for camp. They got to have a backup plan. DTR is possibly the worst quarterback we've seen all season.
Yep, agreed. So to me, at this point in time, there is almost no way that the Giants could trade back. There's no way they're going to trade up. So to me, at this point, you just draft Travis Hunter, you go to next year, and you just hope that one of two things happen. One, you lose again, and you get Manning. Or two, somehow you get a veteran in here, they light the world on fire, and you go on a postseason run with what you got. I mean, yeah. Those are the only two options you have right now.
Thanks for the call, John. They have to sign a veteran quarterback or a non-rookie quarterback anyway. I don't know. More and more I'm starting to think, like, as much as we talked about Shane and Dable having to use this first-round pick on a quarterback, anything goes. It's anything is on the table. It's not a guarantee that they use that number three overall pick on Shador Sanders. Cam Ward, I think, is a goner. Shador Sanders might try to force his way there so he doesn't go to Cleveland, but they don't have to take him. They could take his teammate, Travis Hunter. They could trade back. They could figure out some other things and say, hey, let's kick the can down the road again. 888-808-1019. I found out another answer from something I was looking for. The casino, shout out to Mike Lefty Centeno. The casino in Tampa is the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa. I got to go. I've known about it. I know the name of it. I'll go this year. And I got to go. It's time to break. BRB. All right, I'm back. And I don't think I'll have another break. I think we'll go all the way up to the back time, the back music, and then C-Mac will come up next and get you through the overnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. Let's get back to the phones, and then I'll add a couple other things that I did not add into the show. Obviously, we've been talking about the Giants mostly, a little bit about the Jets, but I just think there's so much more to unpack from the season that the Giants just had, which was laughable. It was a disaster. And those guys coming back and being safe after the disaster and what happens next. And I think there's just so much to be seen. We've got months here on the Fan to talk about who they're going to draft and what they're going to do in the draft. And if they fail, like that's going to be a tough one. Kelvin in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, man?
What's going on, Keith? How's everything?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I was thinking about, I'm sure you got a ton of calls about the draft. So I'm just scratching my head as to why they brought it back, because you're only bringing them back, obviously, to get a quarterback. They have to get a quarterback now, right? Because anybody can go ahead and draft another player if that's the case, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a theory, that this time around they will finally draft a quarterback of their own.
But my thing is, they better pray one of those two guys falls to them at three, because if Hunter's there at three and Ward and Shador Sanders are gone, you gotta take Hunter. You can't just pass up on the best player.
I think you do too. I think a Heisman Trophy winner that could play two positions,
yeah,
two positions of need
too
for you. It's tough to pass on that guy, because what if he becomes what he says he's gonna be? And I don't think the NFL is gonna allow him. But the kid is trying to play both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and I was looking at the schedule. It was like, they're set up for failure here again.
I just was going through it. I'm like, just the quarterbacks alone that you have to see next year. Like, Patrick Mahomes is coming into your building. Justin Herbert is coming into your building. Jaden Daniels obviously coming into your building. Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, maybe Sam Darnold again. Like, that home schedule has all playoff teams.
I just hope that we don't do a Daniel Jones and reach for a quarterback at three and pass up on Hunter. We would be a laughing stock again.
No, they absolutely can't.
That's what I'm afraid of.
No, and that's what I'm saying. They absolutely can't. I cannot wait to see the combine and the pro days. We're already getting this Jackson Dart hype off of him in the Tax Slayer Bowl against Duke. I did everything I could to be like, no, do not buy into that. But, like, they can't buy into that. They can't say, number one, Cam Ward goes to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, the Browns actually draft Shador Sanders, and Deion Sanders doesn't fight his way out of that to get his son in a better situation. Well, we need a quarterback. Who's the next guy? Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe. It can't happen. It absolutely can't happen at that high. They have so much draft capital this year. Like, they have four picks in the first 104 picks. Those should be all talented players they should hit on to help this team.
Yeah, they should have. They just, if we can't get a quarterback in the first round, Just draft.
Get one
what
at 65. Get one at 104. I would wait.
Yeah, you could do that too. You could do that too.
And then trade or sign a player with a little bit of experience to get you at least through 2025.
Get a vet because, for example, like there's a ton of guys that have big contracts, like Brian Burns, you know, of the world. Get a veteran, like a Sam Darnold or something like that, that could carry you at least, you know, to the following season. But they're in a tough position.
I don't think they're going to pay Sam Darnold. I think it would be foolish to pay Sam Darnold. And I don't think Sam Darnold wants to come back to New Jersey. He's going to have plenty of suitors and opportunities. I think he's going to have probably 3 to 4 teams to choose from, including where he is. But, like,
yeah,
Derek Carr's name has been mentioned. Trading for Joe Milton has been mentioned. Justin Fields. Jameis Winston is out there. I don't think they're going to be dumb enough to do that because Jameis is, one, he's a lot as far as a character in the media, and then, two, he turns the ball over. That's just what he does. Like, that's why Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Bucks, they went and got Brady right after him, and look what Brady was able to do. The kid went 30 for 30. So I don't think Jameis is a reality. There's some other names that I'm blanking on that could possibly come in, be a stopgap if you don't. And still draft a young quarterback. Just don't use the number 3 overall pick on a quarterback that you got to reach for.
Agreed. Yep, I'm with you. All right, Keith, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Calvin. 888-808-1019. It's not a bad position to be in. One, the Giants quarterback room was trash anyway. From Daniel Jones to getting him up out of here, Drew Lock, Tommy DeVito, Tim Boyle. It's not a bad position to say, hey, we got to fill this quarterback room. I'd fill it with talent. Iron sharpens iron. I wouldn't put any scrubs in there. I wouldn't put any bums in there. I wouldn't put any practice arms in there. Give me 3 guys that could start. A rookie that you're not going to start week 1, unless he's just that much better than guys. But 2 other guys, maybe a seasoned veteran and a young guy that's either bounced around or just like, you know, maybe a Justin Fields type. Or a Joe Milton type. Russell Wilson, I think they may check on if the Steelers want to move on from him, only because they had him in the building last year. I don't think that they're going to give anything up for J.J. McCarthy. They passed on him. You know, someone mentioned Marcus Mariota tonight. No. No. He'll probably stay. He'll probably stay right there with Jaden Daniels. It can't be just like, it can't be a Gardner Minshew. Can't be one of those types, man. It's got to be something like Derek Carr intrigues me. If they're done with him in New Orleans, and I don't know. I just was reading some. Derek Carr stands firm on his salary amid the Saints rebuilding. Quarterback Derek Carr has made it clear he will not accept a pay cut for the upcoming season, emphasizing his performance and blah blah blah. Like, I don't know, but you need at least a quarterback that can compete, like. Drew Lock was never a guy that could compete. He was a guy that just like, I don't know how they even, you know, came to that determination that Drew Lock would be the backup. 888-808-1019. What else did I want to hit on quickly here that I had in my notes? Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce survived. And for a while, we were talking about the Raiders and the Giants and where would Shedeur Sanders go. Antonio Pierce showed up to his availability today. He survived Black Monday. A lot of coaches didn't. I mean, you obviously know the Jets and the Giants fired their coaches in season. Doug Peterson gets chopped with the Jaguars. And, I mean, the Saints also. Let me not forget that Dennis Allen got fired in season. The Saints need a coach. How about the fact that, like, the NFL is crazy, man. Like, Tyreek Hill... I'll read his quote and then also think about Myles Garrett, what he had to say after the game. Like the NFL, these guys that have made their money and that are all-world talents, like a Tyreek Hill, like a Myles Garrett, they know they can just force their way out. Tyreek, after the game, said, I'm opening the door. I'm out, bro. It was great playing here, but at the end of the day, I was wondering, too. My stupid ass, I had him in one of my parlays. And he had 20 yards and I think 2 receptions and he just disappeared from the game. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Is he not playing because they're looking at the Broncos score and there's no way for them to go to the playoffs? He just shut it down. I'm laughing at this picture I have of him after the game. Like, he's just, I'm out, bro. So I'm opening the door. It was great playing here, but at the end of the day, I got to do what's best for my career. I'm too much of a competitor to just be out there. That's a contradiction. If you're too much of a competitor, you would stay on the field and compete for the name on the back of your jersey, for those 11 kids that you have. I'm too much of a competitor to just be out there. Basically saying, like, the team is just out there playing for nothing and quit on the team. First off, like, quitting on the team in the NFL and invoking Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown never played again after that moment. And you made that your profile picture of your face on Antonio Brown's body. Like, AB sent a message to the entire NFL that you can't trust him. That he literally would take his shoulder pads off and run off the field in a game. And that's who you want to be modeled after? Tyreek Hill's the same guy that said he was going to go do porn. Tyreek Hill's the same guy that said it might be time for him to go coach this year. Like, just go be a pops. Just go be a daddy. Your profile says present father. Go be present. You've made enough money in the NFL. You clearly don't want to compete. So I don't know. I thought that was crazy how he signed off. And then his head coach, McDaniels, he's like, I was made aware that Tyreek was unavailable. No, he wasn't hurt. He just was unavailable to come back into the game. Like, yo, how unserious can you be as the NFL? I don't know. I knew Tyreek was out after the police had him, you know, get out of the car and roughed him up. And Jonnu Smith is pulling up like, hey, what's going on here? Like, driving while black. God his ass. Tyreek don't want to be in Miami anymore. Too many BMs down there anyway. Like, might as well dip out. But you know how this works. Like, you could end up anywhere. I saw Micah Parsons lobbying for him to come into the Dallas Cowboys. No. Got CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's going to get all of the passes. Do need a compliment to CeeDee Lamb. Maybe a T. Higgins. Ooh. But not a Tyreek Hill. But yeah, then Myles Garrett, he's basically like, they asked him about his future. He said there'll be something coming. He's not here for a rebuild. Like, I just think it's crazy. Like, they drafted you. They paid you. You won Defensive Player of the Year. But I understand. These guys want to win. He basically signed off at the end of the season letting them know, like, I'm not here for another rebuild. And I would be pissed off, too. He didn't quit on the team. And also, I understand. Like, if I'm a Cleveland Brown and you brought Deshaun Watson in here and you knew that he had 23 women that accused him of something. Like, you just bring in that negative energy. And then he's a shell of himself. He can't play. He can't stay healthy. He can't pick up a blitz. I'd be mad, too. I'd want out, too. And then when you see Baker Mayfield doing what he's doing, and you're like, that was the guy here. Couldn't make it work with him. You were so ready to kick him into the curb in favor of the masseuse madman, a guy that was forcing himself on women that were giving him massages. Like, that's what you wanted to bring in. That's the guy you gave the most guaranteed money to. It serves you right, fools. I remember being vocal about that. Hope they never win anything. Hope Deshaun, like, the same way Evan Roberts has disdain for Sean McDermott and what he had to say to his team, like, I've got disdain like that for Deshaun Watson. 888-808-1019. I don't have enough time to take a call. I'm just scrolling through my notes to see what I didn't talk about. Ken Dorsey, speaking of the Browns, Ken Dorsey's going to get hired somewhere. Ken Dorsey was just in a tough situation. The Browns fired Ken Dorsey. Yeah, heads have to roll. So I'm waiting for the news that Shane Bowen is fired. Might as well. You fired Wink Martindale. Might as well fire Shane Bowen. How about the Vikings? Spent $2 million to buy almost 2,000 tickets for their fans to be behind the team in Detroit on Sunday night. They offered to their season ticket holders like $200 per ticket, and people made arrangements to go out there and lose. It's tough. I was high on the Vikings. I'm not so much anymore. Sam Darnold reminded us all that he's still Sam Darnold. He's got Justin Jefferson. But I mean, man, they put the clamps on Jefferson. I don't know. The NFL. Playoff time. Chris McMonagle's coming up next. I'll be back with a 5-hour KM to AM at 7 p.m. Good night. Sports Radio 101.